And good evening and welcome to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and the one and only Monique Donnelly. Hey, gang.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, my goodness, I tell you. And get online, get connected with worshipfactory.net for networking, because we are a networking for Christian creatives. So you may not be an artist out there, but you might be creative. So
we all were made in God's image.
Ooh.
You know, the Bible even says that.
It does?
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. And so as being in his image, he's made us to be creative. That's everybody. You don't have to be an artist. You don't have to draw pictures. You don't have to write songs. You have creativity inside you. That's a big deal.
And you may be a creative out there also and looking for support and encouragement and whatever you may be looking for in your life. You know, it isn't isolated. We talk about isolation all the time within the arts community, especially, and the creative community, because you go and, you know, we're blessed to have Richie Garcia in the studio.
Wow. Woo-hoo.
And
incredible.
One of the top percussionist drummers in the world, without a doubt.
And I got to add him to my resume. I've played with Richie Garcia.
Nice.
Wow. I drop that name every chance I get.
Did he have to have reverb and all that other stuff, distortion too, well, like you do with your guitars?
No, man, this guy's pure. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Mr. Percussion, El Pupo, this guy is the octopus.
Mm.
You're going to love this.
Why do they call him octopus? I don't know.
Because he's got extra appendages. No, because it seems like he does. When he plays, he's got three or four people playing, but it's just one guy.
You know, so great. Listen to some of his stories. I can't wait to get him in next segment and actually talk about some of those stories and some of the things he's played, people he's played with and people he's performed with. And a lot of people that may not know him, you'll know who he plays with, and you know the percussion who he's been with. You know who his son plays with, as far as any American Idol fans out there as well. But if you ever want to be a drummer or a percussionist, this is the guy you want to tune into, you want to listen to, you want to go to his website as well. Check him out. He also teaches, from what I understand. He also is out there sometimes. He teaches.
And can I just say, from a chick's point of view, his lovely wife is in the house, and I just love solid people. He's been married, what, 30 years or so? I just love that he's a family guy. He's got a good heart. He's got his head on
somebody who's
God-fearing man.
Top in the business.
Yeah.
Out there in the secular world, well-known, but just doing it in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, it was great. We had last week, too, and we got a chance to meet Sunday, Monday, Happy Days, folks, which was absolutely fantastic last weekend, last Saturday. Good friends of Monique's as well. As far as
cool friends. But, Rod, you get a claim this.
I get this one. This one's mine.
He's all giddy. He's like, I have a friend. I brought my cool friend to show and tell.
I booked one artist. I've got him. I've got him. It's mine. For 6 weeks, been waiting for it.
And he is cool, I do have to say.
Cool.
Thanks. Totally raised your cool status.
And again, you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton with Rod and Monique. And we will be in studio with the one and only Mr. Garcia, the octopus.
You almost feel like you got to call him Mr. Garcia.
If you're a percussionist, you better call him Mr. Garcia, because nobody gets any better than that, that's for sure.
Well, and speaking of music and wonderful people and talented people, we've got something coming up on August 14th. Yeah.
What's that?
Our very own, and I do claim her, Monique, will be singing with guests. And I know some of the lineup. We're talking about Lou Rain. We're talking about the Martins. We're talking about Andrea Hammond, amazing violinist. I'm telling you, you're going to want to see this thing.
It'll be a good mix of musicians and amazing people, all acoustic. Well, is it acoustic? We've got.
No, I think we're going to have some other stuff going on.
It's going to be fun. Come on out.
Well, especially if there's a kit on the stage, there's going to have to have a little bit.
There will be some percussion.
Amplification.
I don't know if we're going to have Cajate there, Mr. Garcia, but we can see if we can.
And it's a good family environment. Bring a little picnic dinner and folding chairs.
Yeah, you can get specific information on the website, worshipfactory.net.
And if you guys have stuff that's coming up, post it. Go to worshipfactory.net, and not just concerts and stuff that you're involved with, but, you know, if you're a writer, post a blog. You know, if you're an artist, post your pictures, and it's free.
you don't even have to do anything.
Free.
Just wonderful. Line up.
We've had a wonderful time, too, with the Sky Pilot and Matt Brower.
It's been a good concert
and,
series this
Mr.
summer.
Mr. Kirkland, Ryan Kirkland. I mean,
and Matt Brower knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, he did. Oh, my goodness.
That was a great concert.
He's getting ready to get on the road again and actually doing his fourth album. He's finishing his fourth album with 25 songs on it. He says he's got 25 songs. How many artists could say that? I got 25 songs to pick from my album.
album. Down.
What do I want? How many do I want out there? You know, it's interesting. I had a great story this past weekend. I was telling you that I was out in another radio station, and I was telling you I want to get him in actually in here. And Frank Zontag, which is an incredible story about how he gave his life to the Lord, too. He's a guy that's been in recording business and doing what he's doing for years and years and years and years. And I just can't wait to hear his story. And when he was telling me about it, how his, he gave his life to the Lord a year and a half ago. And he came home, and his wife said, you're crazy. Went off the deep end and literally left him. And then I don't know if it's 6 days or if it's been 6 months ago, his wife actually came back as a born-again believer and their families reunited.
Wow. That's cool.
And can't wait to be able to get him on as far as that goes, because it just goes to show you is there is hope in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And he is in the saving business and he's in the healing business. And it's just, if you're an artist out there, we face a lot of things on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And you know, we were just talking about this, Rod, that I don't know how people in this industry make it in this industry without having faith in Christ. Because, you know, God has continually shown himself faithful. When I have a need, a gig will come. When, you know, it's been amazing how God has provided over the years. And I know my little niche is a little different because I don't have an agent. But it's interesting. God always shows up. God is always the answer. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're in the lowest of valleys or if you're in a weird career place, God will always provide. If you're dealing with, you know, habits or hangups, it's Jesus is always the answer. I know we talked about that last week, but Jesus is always the answer.
Yeah, and that's a good point for artists out there, that you can trust the Lord. He is in the industry. Remember, he created everything. There's nothing about music or the arts that scares him at all. He can work within that. He can provide for you right where you are. Oh, yeah. Where else are you going to get inspiration? The creator.
Right.
Hello.
I was reading Ephesians last night, and I just came resonating with me as far as creating, talking about creation. And it's just amazing that we do serve the person that created us and created this world and created this universe and, you know, and is alive and still in the business and still out there speaking every single day to us. I mean, it's so incredible to be able to do that. And the creative arts community, especially, you know what? There's rocky roads going up and down these hills all the time. Sometimes you're at the top of your game and sometimes you're at the bottom of the trenches and sometimes you don't feel like that when you're at the trenches, it feels like that there's no way up.
Yeah.
And sometimes, sadly, the thing is when we're at the top of the game, we feel like, I don't need God. You know, now all of a sudden we're at the top of our game and my game's rolling and I'm okay financially and I'm okay out there, you know, as far as in my financial pocket anyway. And yet sometimes we step away. And that's another thing we want to do with Worship Factory, and get connected on worshipfactory.net for networking. And you are listening to Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. But I can encourage you out there, too, that when you're at the top of the game, it's time also. We talk about mentorship all the time and be able to reach out and support one another and encourage one another. And that's what this show's all about, really.
Yeah, and giving. And that's one of the things that Richie's going to bring out, is sharing your gift and helping somebody else get to that place. That's a whole nother level. Not just being at the top, not just worried about the next hit or the next big check, but giving something out, paying that forward. Mm-hmm. That's an important thing.
Yeah, and kind of a funny side note, Mariana in our exposed section, she has the gift of organizing, and this sounds really funny, but she's like, hey, I'll trade you some organizing for some voice lessons. I'm like, yes, I'm all about bartering. So creatively, like, I was like, you totally just worked out our motto at Worship Factory. You're being creative in swapping. And gave her a little pat on the back.
I was thinking about Raina. What made me think of that is that, you know, here we have a great lineup on Saturday nights with all these different people that are doing the creative arts ministry. And we had a chance to meet him at the fun day and spend some time. But Raina was on, which is King FM, which was on Frank Pastore's show on this past Friday live. And she's out in the hip hop world as far as talking about what's happening in the hip hop world. And like, there's no God in hip hop, but they're actually, it's amazing to hear her story and her testimony. And I just loved listening to her on Frank's show this past Friday.
Yeah, she's got a great story. We got to get her on, let her tell her story on our show as well. And that just triggers something in my mind that each of us has a story. Mm-hmm. And I know, because like, I don't have a drug past or, you know, some big bold story. I got saved out of the gutters and taken to the heights. What's my story? But when I tell my story, not only does it do something for me, it does something for the person that hears it, because God can speak through that story. And I just want to remind everybody, you've got a story.
Right.
You let that out.
Well, anytime God shows up, you've got a story. Anytime God, you know, reveals himself to you or gives you wisdom or gives you direction, that's, you know, the word of your testimony is so powerful, because nobody can say, well, that's not true and that's not theory. Well, you just experienced it and you're just sharing.
Yeah, so whether it's music, art, your business, whatever it is, make sure you let God's story shine through your life.
Yeah.
That's going to be a source of a lot of creativity and a lot of inspiration for you.
You know, I think that he gives us that for sure. The reason we go through those valleys and those peaks and valleys is to be able to also share it. If we keep that in of those things, because he wants to show us on the other side, there is him waiting for us on the other side, directing us through that traffic. And I think that's so important for everybody out there. You may be going through those valleys or whatever it is, but God has the answer. And we do want to tell our testimony. We do want to share our stories with each other. And speaking of stories, we'll be right back with Richie Garcia, one of the top percussionists, if not the top percussionist in the world, drummer, percussionist in the world. So stay tuned. This is Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM.